That's correct. We represent people that have been involved in car accidents that have hit their head and had traumatic brain injury. And traumatic brain injury, it's short for TBI, and it can be anywhere from mild, which is a brief change in your mental status or consciousness, to severe, which is, you know, extended period of unconsciousness or amnesia after an injury. So you can get it in a car accident. You hit your head on, maybe the airbag deploys, or you get rear-ended and you hit your head on the headrest, or even on the side glass. Just any way could happen. And, you know, in a worker's compensation, you can get hit in the head and or slip and fall or assaulted. So, we handle the traumatic brain injury cases. And, is there a loss of consciousness at the time of the injury? You know, that's always very important. It needs to be documented whenever they're whenever there is an injury that occurs. Some other things to look for, is there sleep issues, chronic headaches or migraines since the injury, problems with balance. That's another thing that we look for. But the most telling thing is really if there is a change in the person's demeanor, and we typically we get that through the family members and friends.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty crazy too, because I know my cousin was a security guard, and he actually got assaulted and he hit his head, and he was never the same for the rest of his life. I have another cousin who was actually in a car crash, and he also suffered a traumatic brain injury, and he's never been the same as well. I mean, it's a very scary thing when something like that happens, and you definitely see changes in demeanor and personality when that happens.
Absolutely. And like I said, you have a CT scan done afterwards and it comes back negative, and it doesn't show the injury. I've had clients that their CT scan comes back negative, and 3 weeks later, walking down the street, and they notice their foot's dropping where they can't lift their foot. Next thing you know, he was having, emergency brain surgery. So it's a very scary thing, and it's become obviously more prevalent through, all of the CTE. The CTE in and of itself is not a concussion in and of itself, or traumatic brain injury in and of itself does not necessarily mean that somebody's got CTE. That's something that cannot be diagnosed until after the person has passed away. Like I said, there's that Netflix documentary that's ongoing right now, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. It's getting a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever we have a traumatic brain injury, a client with a traumatic brain injury here at John Price Law Firm, we certainly really take a hard look at what we can do to help them and to lessen the long-term effects for them legally.
Well, and that's why we're glad we have people like John Price out there when it comes to dealing with issues like this, and families that sometimes reach certain levels of frustration saying, what can we do? So let's say we have somebody out there who's listening who thinks that maybe their family member or friend or coworker, whatever, had suffered a traumatic brain injury. I mean, how can they get in touch with you guys to get some legal advice to see maybe what kind of course they can take to deal with this if it comes from an auto accident or an assault or something like that?
Well, it certainly doesn't cost them anything to contact us or talk to us. There's no fee unless we collect. And reach out to us at johnpricelawfirm.com. Call us at 843-552-6011. Or they can call toll-free, and that's 1-800-868-4357.